Is life moving too fast? If you're self-employed or a small business owner, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could not...
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If you were listening to the news just a few minutes ago, they were talking about the storms and possible tornadoes in Texas. And, of course, one of the things that's happening is that the persistent storms in the southeast part of our country is certainly flooding Arkansas, which is one of the big areas where they grow rice in this country. They also grow it here in California. But suddenly we hear about a rice shortage. Well, one of the big problems is that they haven't been able to get into the fields in Arkansas to put in the rice. It takes 120 days to get a crop together. But if you don't get in and get the rice planted, why, you're not going to have any crops. And the weather is standing in the way. On the other hand, if you go to Australia, why, they have a drought. They have persistent droughts there for 7 years, which has affected the wheat and the rice crops. And people just sort of shrug and say, well, you know, what can you do about the weather? Well, there's a great deal you can do about the weather. The satanic conspiracy we talked about really has the ability to modify the weather. If you don't believe that, Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book back in 1970 called Between Two Ages. The cheapest copy, as about 2 days ago, up on the internet was $350 or $348 for this paperback book. Why are the books so important? Well, because Zygmunt Brzezinski laid out a lot of very important information there. Zygmunt Brzezinski, the man who was instrumental in creating the Afghan War and creating Al Qaeda, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who actually created the Trilateral Commission, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who is the current foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama. Zygmunt Brzezinski, in his book, written in 1970, and we have the book, so we can send you the pages if you want it, at the footnote of a page, and somewhere between pages 15.5 and 65, talked about how in the future we were going to be able to create storms and droughts, and, of course, we were going to be able to create new chronic diseases to disable the enemy. And ladies and gentlemen, you and I are the enemy. And all of a sudden, about 1980, all sorts of new chronic diseases came up we'd never heard of before. AIDS, where did it come from? Oh, it came from a monkey. Well, spontaneously across the world, 8 different subtypes of that disease suddenly developed, and they're still have not evolved. The 8 different subtypes are still out there. Where did they all come from? One monkey? Oh, no, come on now. And then, of course, chronic fatigue and certainly the fibromyalgia, and, of course, we have then Lyme's disease. They all came about just about 10 years after Zygmunt Brzezinski talked about how they were going to be able to create these new and terrible, terrible diseases. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a world satanic conspiracy. And with us this morning is our good friend William Kennedy. William Kennedy is a traditional Catholic, but very concerned about what's going on in the Catholic Church, just as I'm very concerned about what's going on in the Protestant Church among the leadership. But William Kennedy has at least done something about it. He's written a book, Lucifer's Lodge, talking about the fact that many of the Catholic seminaries you couldn't get into unless you were homosexual, and, of course, the pedophilia that we saw, the molesting of boys done by homosexual priests, was a direct byproduct of this. And certainly it was allowed. In fact, many of the people who allowed it have been promoted to the highest levels of the Catholic Church. Why? It doesn't make sense. Well, good morning, William. How are you?
Very good, Dr. Stan. It's great to be back on Radio Liberty and the American Freedom Network.
Well, certainly we enjoyed seeing the DVD that you sent us on Lucifer's Lodge, and you have a wonderful clip in there with Malachi Martin, Father Malachi Martin, former Jesuit priest or Jesuit priest, and he's talking about, of course, the homosexuality in the church and the Satanism in the church, and he uses these statistics in the interview that you have, and somebody challenges him and asked him where this information came from, and he said the Pope was actually checking this out. Did I get that correct?
That's right, Dr. Stan.
Was actually had a secret group that was checking out the incidence of homosexuality and Satanism?
That's right, Dr. Stan. That particular clip, which is in my film Lucifer's Lodge, which will be available to the public in about a month, that was banned by the Archdiocese of New York. He had gone on a television cable show in New York in 1996, and he stated the things that you mentioned, that there was Satanism in the church, and that the Pope actually had a secret... Pardon?
And homosexuality.
And homosexuality, which ties right in with pedophilia and Satanism. One thing that came out in that 1996 banned video was these things that you're saying. And just to fast forward a bit, Father Martin died in 1999, and in 2002, the Boston Globe broke a series of articles which proved everything that Malachi Martin said in that 1996 interview, which they never allowed to air on television. It was sent to me secretly by someone who worked at the station there. I got it in the mail one day. And
that is amazing, you know, because people don't understand that so often, you know, things are shot on television and then never aired. And that clip by itself is worth the cost of the whole film.
Oh, right. I mean, and when you consider that everything Malachi Martin said in that short film clip in Lucifer's Lodge turned out to be true, as the Boston Globe unpacked the story and researched it carefully, it turns out that there was a nun in the United States who was a medical doctor named Sister Donahue. Her last name was Donahue. She was an MD, and she was secretly taking statistics about things concerning sexuality in the Roman Catholic Church, and the statistics that came out in the Boston Globe were virtually synonymous to what Malachi Martin said in that banned clip, which is from the it was from the American Family Group, which is a Catholic group in New York, but they wouldn't allow that to be shown at the time. Now, it's quite amazing, because if you notice the Catholic, the pro-Vatican announcer in that film clip kept denying it, and eventually he didn't show the film at all. But
I remember actually there was one fellow there. There were two people that were interviewing Father Malachi, and one of them said, "Yes, I know that's true."
Yes, that's a fellow named Sal Guadagna, who I have since met since I got that film, and he was a good friend of Father Martin's, and he had seen some of this information too. And how Father Martin found out about this is he was sent a survey with all bizarre questions.
All that thought will be back in just a moment at the American News Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly there are problems in the Protestant Church here. About nine months ago, we found out that the man who headed the 30 million member National Association of Evangelicals, representing 30 million Christians, was a homosexual. He was a drug user, and he was using his position to undermine Christianity. So we've got problems in the Protestant Church, believe me. They have problems in the Catholic Church. Why? Because there is a worldwide satanic conspiracy. And, of course, Satan loves to pervert God's plan for sexuality, which is a wonderful thing. But homosexuality and this deviant lifestyle undermines, of course, the basic tenets of everything God preached, of chastity and before marriage and fidelity after marriage, and basically by infiltrating the church, and they have infiltrated every branch of Christianity, why, of course, they're doing everything they can to destroy Christianity, because there's a conspiracy against the God of the Bible. And there really are other gods out there that are worshipped. People don't understand that. We hear these wonderful surveys. They tell, 95-92% of the Americans believe in God, but what God do they believe in? Well, if they believe in the God of the Bible, that's fine, and we are still the majority. But let me tell you, thanks to Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and the others, more and more people are being brought into the age, the awareness of the Christ, not of Jesus Christ, but of the Christ, and of the power of the light, and how, of course, if you simply concentrate on certain things, why you can get them. The whole concept of Christianity, like sort of a genie, and all you have to do is pray and you're going to get it, name it and claim it. Christianity is not the Christianity of the Bible at all, because you're putting yourself in touch with truly demonic spirits, and there is a supernatural element, and And, of course, it infiltrates both the Catholic and the Protestant church. So pick up the story there, William. You were telling us about this clip, fascinating clip, as this one man tries to verify what Father Martin is saying. And this is shot in, I guess, 1996. And, of course, the host is immediately challenging it. You were telling us that there was a doctor there who was actually collecting these statistics back at that time?
It was a nun named Sister Mary Donahue, who's a medical doctor, and she was conducting a secret sex survey for the Vatican. And Father Martin had, what tipped him off to this is he was a Catholic priest, and he had received a survey. And on this survey from the Roman Catholic Church, it started to ask about very bizarre questions like, are you involved in Satanism, witchcraft? And it asked a lot of sexual questions about sex with other men and sex with little boys. And what Father Martin did is he used some of his contacts to get part of this study back then in his hands. And those are the statistics he generates in that film clip, which you can see in my film, Lucifer's Lord, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, a documentary I'll have out in about a month. Until then, people can go to williamhkennedy.com and they can download the ebook Lucifer's Lodge for free and get this information. And they can get my book Satanic Crime at radioliberty.com,
right.
your webpage. And they should also pick up the series on Satanism we did while they're at it. It's very good. But to get back to Father Martin, in this film Lucifer's Lodge, essentially what I do is I start off early with that clip of those things Father Martin was talking about. For example, 7 to 12% of the Roman Catholic priests have at least experimented with homosexuality, and about 1 to 3% are involved in satanic pedophilia. Now, what the rest of the film does is I point out, I focus more or less on that 1 to 3% of satanic pedophilia. And I took stories primarily from the Boston Globe and just showed the photos of these men. And, I mean, I won't get into detail, of course, on the radio, but you have Father Lawrence Brett, who was a New York, Connecticut-based Catholic priest who actually was not only sexually abusing little boys, but he was also a vampire. And this, as I say, this was reported in Time magazine and in the documents that came out about Father Brett. There was another priest named Father Gerald Robinson out in Ohio who ritually murdered a nun in 1980. In his cohort, another priest was actually sexually abusing children in a coffin while he dressed up like a woman and would dedicate the child to Satan. Now, I know this sounds far-fetched and kind of crazy, but I document all this in the film from the mainstream media. The mainstream media will report on these things, but they put it on the back burner of coverage.
And they fill our minds full of all sorts of unimportant information. And this is what all the major networks are doing. They're not talking about the really important things. Or if they do begin to focus on an issue, it is for the psychological impact upon the people who are watching. They are manipulating our reality. They're controlling what we think, what we believe, indeed who we are, and our relationship with our Lord. So when you understand that, of course, you can watch television much more openly. There is an ancient emblem, an ancient occult emblem. In fact, you know what's so amazing, I'm sure William will verify this, they hide their emblems in plain sight. And certainly the satanic emblem on the back of the dollar bill, personified by the triangle with the all-seeing eye above the pyramid. And, of course, you go to CBS and you turn on the program, and very often in the right lower quadrant of the screen, you'll see the circle with the dot in the middle. Almost looks like a human eye. That's an ancient occult symbol. What's it doing there? CBS was formed by the Central Intelligence Agency, and there were people within the CIA, including Alan Dulles, who were deeply involved in the occult. So, I mean, once you understand this, I mean, you'll see these emblems everywhere. We have a wonderful book called Masonic and Occult Symbols by Kathy Byrne, listing hundreds of the occult symbols. You'll see them every place, hidden in plain sight.
Well,
they laugh at how foolish we are, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's quite shocking, Dr. Stan, because when the Pope, on his visit to the United States just last week, when he visited Bush, I'll send you this photograph. Right behind him is one of these Luciferian flags. It's a torch surrounded by 6 5-pointed stars that is right next to a what looks like a Confederate or Georgia flag to me. But they don't hide these symbols. Sometimes they slightly hide them. Sometimes they overtly show them. But they're certainly there. You were in a film called Rape of the Soul, which shows how these symbols slip in sometimes sexually to Roman Catholic contemporary art.
Yeah, that was put out by another conservative Catholic. Incidentally, we do carry that that DVD. We think it's important. Rape of the Soul. It's a very well, very authentic presentation of what's going on. And unfortunately, it was not shown across America as was planned. Barriers came up. The money was up there to show it in theaters, 600 theaters. And I think it was shown in 15.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll cut the legs out from under this. It's all the same people who control the multimedia. Now, one good resource people can go to, if they go to williamhkennedy.com, I can now say with confidence I have the best occult history website on the Internet.
Well, let's give that number address again.
WilliamHKennedy.com. Don't forget the H, WilliamHKennedy.com. And I just put up an occult history multimedia page, and I have all sorts of topics. People really need to educate themselves. I took all the best stuff from Google and YouTube on occult films, mostly documentaries, and put them up there for free. And you can study Kabbalah, alchemy, Knights Templar, Freemasonry, Rosicrucians. It's just important that people educate themselves in these matters. Now, in my ESP section, I have another very important film people should see. It's a BBC documentary called The Men Who Stare at Goats, and it is about the CIA's MK Ultra program and how Dulles, who you mentioned earlier, right after World War II, he started to recruit psychics and seance people to try and spy on the Russians, and it shows the occult element that was in the MK Ultra program. It just wasn't about brainwashing people. It was also about using psychic spies and very, very bizarre sorts of things.
But I think it's so important people must understand. The effort was to tap into the other dimensions, the supernatural dimension, and use that for military purposes. And to this very day, there are elements within our intelligence community that are tapping into the other dimension, the satanic dimension, the supernatural dimension. And they understand, but they don't want us to understand. Every time there are lights in the sky, you know, and people say, oh, the UFOs, oh, yeah, that says the aliens. Well, you know, maybe a hoax, but if it is true, if it really is, these are demonic manifestations of the supernatural, and that's the last thing they want the average American to understand, is there is a supernatural dimension there. So go right ahead, William.
Well, it's quite shocking when you see this film, The Men Who Stare at Goats, the psychic thing after the MK Ultra thing was exposed in the 1970s, the CIA just continued on with this. And there's a bizarre tie-up. They had a project of remote viewing, which is a form of ESP that we're talking about. There's a guy named Ed Dames who's out there promoting this now. But they shut this program down finally in 1995, and all of these remote viewers who used to work for the CIA and U.S. military actually went out and started to go on television and radio. And one of them said he saw a UFO next to the Hale-Bopp comet back in 1996, and this was reported on another major radio show in this country, and that's what led to the Heaven's Gate suicides. You know, that cult in California where all the people killed themselves. They thought their souls were going to go to a UFO that was flying next to the Hale-Bopp comet, which this former U.S. military intelligence officer was going on the radio and claiming that was there. So the spin-offs, the evil, diabolical spin-offs of this government your tax dollars go to pay for these things, by the way, yours and mine go to pay for this, by the way, it causes all kinds of misery on all sorts of levels. That cult took this guy as authoritative, and they all killed themselves.
Yeah.
So the spinoffs, as I say, are just bizarre. But I urge people out there, go to WilliamHKennedy.com, go to RadioLiberty.com, and start equipping yourself with information, because this information the government does not want you to have. You mentioned weather warfare earlier. Yeah. Well, William Cohen, our former Secretary of Defense, said in 1998 that weather warfare was possible and will be used in the near future.
It's
so, I mean, that's a...
Go ahead.
And that's an update of what was being said, as you mentioned earlier, in 1970. So we got some very, very bizarre and twisted people who run our government, and unless people have information, they have no safeguard against it. They'll be completely manipulated.
Well, I think what's so significant, you have to understand, these people read the Bible. They believe in the Bible. They just have a different interpretation. The book, The Revelation, the book of co-creation, out of print now by Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the wealthiest women in the world, but you can get it up on Amazon, or we can provide you with a few of the pages from the original manuscript which Barbara Marx Hubbard sold on when she took a tour of the country. And there she talks about Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given to kill a quarter of the population of the world, you know, by the sword, by famine, by pestilence, by the beasts of the world. And they're actually intentionally creating worldwide famine. They're actually creating pestilence, new diseases. They're planning on bringing about a war and killing about a large part of the world population. And as Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the richest women in the world, said in that, in this, we are, the quarter of the world population be killed, that's not your job, that is ours. We are the riders of the pale horse. Death. We'll be glad to provide it for you if you doubt it. We'll be right back with William Kennedy.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll free, 877-288-9116.
The people on the other side, the people who worship Lucifer as their god, really believe that they are going to be able to accomplish their goal by fulfilling the prophecies. And so they actually are actively working to fulfill those prophecies, and they believe, of course, at the end of that time, their world leader will be placed on the throne. And I was quoting Barbara Marx Hubbard, and we have the pages from the original manuscript I got from two separate sources, so I'm sure they're accurate, where she talks about a quarter of the population of the world will have to be eliminated, as is laid out in Revelation 6:8. And she says, that is not your job, my dear. That is ours. For we are the writers of the Pale Horse Death. We'll be glad to provide those pages for you if you'd like to see them. You must understand, these people are deadly serious. I had the opportunity of visiting with Joyce Riley. Many of you may know her. She does a radio program, and she's actually on our satellite 9 hours a day, as I am. And you can get that. That's Telstar 5. And we have our programs up there. But I visited Joyce, and she showed me a spoon that had been bent by a major general in the United States Army who's been involved in this psychic research. And here's this spoon. It bent into two complete circles. Now, I mean, there's nothing I could do with that spoon. I'm not strong enough to do it, but he was able simply to do that using the psychic power. He had obtained a major general in the United States Army. I mean, this is the sort of thing that really goes on. You can tap into the supernatural, and you can do supernatural things that just don't make sense by our way of thinking, but of course, they're using the other dimension and the power is there. But, ladies and gentlemen, never, never even think about trying to tap into it, because it will cost you your eternal soul. Our guest this morning is William H. Kennedy. His website is outstanding. You'll actually see the video footage there of a shot of the ceremony. I'm going to let him tell you about the skull and bones ceremony. Remember, we have people who've been running for president, who've been members of Skull and Bones, who've even become president, who's a member of Skull and Bones. What does that footage actually show that you have on your website?
Well, Dr. Stan, there are several film clips there. Some people at great risk actually filmed the courtyard ceremony part of the Skull and Bones. Now, the Skull and Bones is a fraternity at Yale University, which President Bush, George W. Bush, John Kerry, the Dulleses, people like that were all members, you know, really powerful people. Now, what film clips they have there is they show the initiates in the Skull and Bones in the courtyard. They are kneeling before one of the students who is dressed up like Lucifer, and they are kissing skulls, and they are also performing mock human sacrifice rituals. Now, another person hopped over in that courtyard and took some photographs, and what they have in there is a very bizarre fountain-like structure that has two skulls staring at each other, holding a skull in the middle, two skeletons, and there was blood. It seemed like a blood substance in the fountain, and they also had what looked like a Wheel of Fortune device, which you might see like on a tarot card, and some sort of bizarre divination device. So these people who are members of the Skull and Bones are actually involved in various forms of Satanism. Now, a fellow named Andrew Meyer, a student at a university in Florida, confronted John Kerry about his membership in the Skull and Bones. I have this film clip up there, too. And what happened is, the second he mentioned the Skull and Bones, the security police grabbed him, dragged him to the back of the auditorium, and began using a stun gun, a taser device, on him until he screamed into submission and they hauled him away. Now, John Kerry never answered the question about the Skull and Bones because they are under a blood oath not to. And he must have instructed his security staff that if that's ever mentioned in a public confrontation, to immediately remove the person. Not only did they remove Andrew Meyer, but they tortured him with electricity, with electric bolts. So this is the kind of people we're looking at. These are people who kneel before the devil, who kiss skulls, who perform some sort of blood sacrifices. They perform mock human sacrifices. And if you confront them about it, you'll find yourself held down by the police and tortured with electricity.
And what's so amazing is the tremendous wealth that these people accumulate. The Bush family, you wonder why, of course, we're not concerned about the atrocities carried out in communist China, why we're going to, actually send our athletes to the Olympics over there. Well, much of the coastland along the in China is owned by the Bush family through Prescott Bush and Neil Bush, and the Bushes are deeply involved financially with China. So you wouldn't expect us to do anything about them. I mean, 15 of the 19 hijackers who were told attacked America came from Saudi Arabia, but the Bush family is very close financially to the Saudis. You wouldn't expect us to do anything about the country that provided the terrorists who attacked the World Trade Center, would you? People must understand, 1 million people have died in Iraq. This is a Luciferian sacrifice, horrible to contemplate. And, it was just a mistake in intelligence. Somebody told us Saddam had those weapons of mass destruction. No mention is ever made of the fact that when George Herbert Walker Bush was vice president, the United States provided the chemical and nuclear material and biological material used to make those terrible weapons, and of course helped Saddam use chemical warfare against the Iranians and kill almost 1 million Iranians during that war. Nobody ever says that maybe the people who helped and financed Saddam Hussein are somehow responsible for what he did and his murderous things that he accomplished. In fact, you remember when Saddam was tried, they tried him for the murder of 150 people in the village rather than for his war crimes against the Kurds and the Iranians, because that would have brought out the American involvement, George Herbert Walker Bush's involvement in providing the material to build the weapons of mass destruction during the 1980s when he was vice president of the United States, and really ran things, because after the attempted assassination on Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush was, for all intents and purposes, the president of the United States. Well, certainly, William, are you getting many people to your website?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've had hundreds of thousands of hits, and many people are coming, and I'm very enthusiastic about it in that sense. And I encourage people, you mentioned, that major general who bent spoons, that film, The Men Who Stare at Goats, which is a three-hour film. It covers all of that. The U.S. Army in 1974 began a very specific program called the First Earth Battalion, where they started to integrate diabolical practices in the New Age movement and into the U.S. military. They were trying to create a super soldier who was psychic, who could kill people just by staring at them. Now, this also filtered into the way the American Army recruited people. Remember the old commercials, "Be all you can be in the U.S. Army"? That was from this tapping into the human potential.
We'll be right back here with William Kennedy.
Dates
to the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. William, let's get that website out again.
WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. And Dr. Stan, I also have an amazing clip in my hypnosis and mind control section on the occult multimedia page. They actually captured a film of someone performing an act of mind control in Italy. This thief was going around to department stores, and he was hypnotizing cashiers into handing him $1,000 in cash. And you can actually see an actual film of mind control caught on the security cameras. For people who are skeptical about mind control, it's a very real thing. Now, what this fellow would do is he would spot out cashiers who looked tired and were susceptible to suggestion and auto-hypnosis and projected hypnosis, and he would go over there and say, look into my eyes, and he would hypnotize them into handing cash over. Well, if they can do that to a cashier who's worn out and tired, then they can do it to just about anybody to do anything. When you think about it, if a simple technique like that can be done to a cashier, just think of what more sophisticated techniques that they have to use on soldiers and even the general population. So that's quite an amazing thing that came out. That's the first time anything like this has been caught on film. For the skeptics who say there's no such thing as hypnosis and mind control, they're wrong. If you can hoodwink a cashier and hypnotize them into handing you all of her cash, you can certainly use more complicated techniques to perform a Manchurian candidate type of person who do your bidding against, you know, their own will. So there again, Dr. Stan, it's important that the general population educate themselves in these matters. You're not going to get it. People like Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, they're going to promote things like The Secret, that book which actually teaches diabolical practices and magic to get what you want. You know, they'll teach you how to use your psychic powers. They start off with parking spaces. You know, you concentrate on where you want to park, and then you go to that place and you find an open space. And then you build up to more things like manipulating other people and manipulating financial institutions. And remember, Dr. Stan, what goes around comes around, and as so you sow, so shall ye reap. So there's always a comeback. Something bad will happen to you if you use those practices. And a lot of things like The Secret actually creep into personal development and self-help programs. There's a guy out there named Brian Tracy who promotes himself as a business personal development person, and he's teaching the same thing they teach in The Secret and things like that. So you have to be very leery of anything that teaches you to use the power of the mind to manipulate the world or other people. Be highly suspicious of that. ESP and remote viewing type things, who's actually doing the work for you are diabolical agents who ultimately hate you. They will do your bidding, but they're going to exact a price from you eventually, either in this world or the next. So people must be very, very aware of it. Be very careful of things like The Secret, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. Now, there are some safe personal developments out there. There's a guy named Zig Ziglar who's an evangelical Christian, and he develops things like goal setting and planning. That's all right. But if there's anything where you use your mind and concentration to manipulate other people, keep away from it, because eventually you're going to pay on a spiritual level.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so vitally, vitally important. And of course, William has written a wonderful book called The Satanic Crimes. We carry the book. We even have a four-tape set with several of our interviews with William in it called four-tape or four-CD set, Satanic Crimes. Going into the background with the Bilderbergers. Bilderberg is one of the most powerful organizations made of some of the wealthiest men in Europe and in the United States. And yet, of course, he goes into the background of the involvement of the Bilderbergers in pedophilia. And, of course, well-known in Europe, not known at all in the United States, because they control all of our media. And some of the people who control the largest newspapers and chains in the United States are part of the Bilderbergers, which is why you don't ever see it discussed on national television or certainly written about in the newspapers, although I think there were one or two articles just this last year. It's been around for over 55 years, formed in 53, two or three articles in the public media last time they held a meeting. So want to tell a little bit about what you have there in the Bilderbergers?
Okay, the Bilderberg Group was started, as you say, in the 1950s by the royal heads of Europe and basically rich American businessmen, and they meet every year. Now, if you want to be a major player in world economics or politics, you really have to be a Bilderberg member. For example, Tony Blair became a Bilderberg member, and a year and a half he was made the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Well, Clinton attended one of those meetings, and the next thing, why, he was the President of the United States.
President of the United States, and so on and so forth. Willy Klaus was the Belgium Secretary of Defense. He attended a Bilderberg meeting, and next he was the Secretary General of NATO. Now, the problem is the Bilderbergers are tied to various satanic rituals, specifically through a serial killer who's in prison in Belgium now named Marc Dutroux. He was capturing children for elite sexual Luciferian ceremonies with Bilderberg members. He's admitted this himself, and a judge who was investigating this case called forward for witnesses to come forth, and 10 women came forward and said they attended these bizarre rituals with people like the King of Belgium and Willy Klaus, the Belgium Secretary of Defense and Secretary General of NATO, were involved in very bizarre sadistic Luciferian sex ceremonies. Now, Willy Klaus in particular, you would think if you were falsely charged with something like that, you'd keep away from anything provocative concerning devil worship. But just last year, he did a TV commercial for a rock festival in Belgium called Limbo Mania, in which, right on television, he performs a demonic summoning ceremony. You can see this at WilliamHKennedy.com.
We're right out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, William.
Bye-bye, Dr. Stan.
Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and basically we do have a four-tape set with Father Malachi Martin called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, a Catholic priest who talks about, you know, the things we were talking about, the satanic influence within the Catholic Church. And we'll have later on the DVD that William was talking about this morning. I got a pre-release copy of it and watched it this last weekend. Fascinating information you're not going to get elsewhere, but certainly we do have the four-tape set, my interviews with Father Malachi, and I think Catholics will find a great deal of interest in this. Anybody will, as he begins to outline what's really taking place behind the scenes. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes, including several hours of interviews with William Kennedy, who was our guest this morning, as well as with other people, four CD or four tape set. We carry the book, Satanic Crimes. We have a four tape set on the supernatural, interviews with Joanna Michelson, and we carry her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. She was a medium. She was into the occult. She saw the miraculous things that could be done, tapping into the demonic side. But, of course, at a terrible, terrible price, because the people who were cured of their incurable illnesses ended up demonically possessed. Fascinating material. Understand what we are up against. Certainly, you need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Let me suggest, if you are interested in getting the four-tape set by Malachi Martin, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, you'll want to get the book that he wrote about. Well, I read it back in 1980 or 81. It was my first introduction to the fact that there really was another dimension. The book is called Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil. We carry these books because we want you to understand the true nature of the battle we're engaged in today, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you get any of the items and you want to get those pages from Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, The Revelation, where she talks about the necessity of the elimination of the killing of a quarter of the population of the world, why, we'll be glad to send those to you and just request them when you call. And then, ladies and gentlemen, understand that they intend to bring about the things that are prophesied in the Revelation. And, of course, That's the whole purpose of Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, to rewrite the book of Revelation to their standards, to bring their leader into a position of power when this whole situation comes to its climax. And basically, they are intent upon creating famine in America. They are creating famine throughout the world. They are interested in creating new diseases. In fact, that's what the Nazis, that's why the Nazi scientists were brought to America after World War II. And